Yeah, that's what the man said. It's WMFO. Yeah. Mike on the mic. Mike Costa here.
How's it going?
Pretty good. We have Bob Angel over there. Hey, Bob.
Hey, man.
Mark Gordon, who's not going to talk again, is over there.
He's trying to save electricity. Allowed.
Oh, he did. He talked.
Oh, I thought you said I wasn't allowed to.
Oh,
trying to save electricity.
I was only serious. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a little bit after 11 a.m. here at WMFO. You know what that means. Sue is up.
About the women.
Sue's up, yeah. Yeah. So what's going on with you? What are you doing today?
Well, I'm trying to find a place to park. This campus is overrun with parents of graduating students. It's graduation weekend here at Tufts. But I made it. And
You're here. I can see that.
Yeah, I'm here. Now I'm going to be playing some new tracks from the new Cyndi Lauper album where she goes country.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Cyndi goes country.
And then maybe playing some of the influences that she's trying to tap into there on her record. So a little bit of country, we'll always have some blues, we'll always have, you know, all your favorites.
All female artists, next 2 hours, awesome.
All female all the time, till 1 o'clock.
All right, cool. So let me just tell you what we played in that last short set. New Bob Dylan from the Melancholy Mood CD, right, Mike?
That's correct.
And That Old Black Magic, David Bowie from the Bowie at the Beeb sessions back in 2000, Hang On to Yourself. And of course, Louis Armstrong, Louis Under the Stars, Top Hat, White Tie, and Tails. And for starting off, something about the women, we're going to go with Etta James.
Woo-hoo.
We are from her CD, Blues to the Bone. Don't start me to talking. All right, everybody, stick around. Stick around for Sue, something about the women, and I will talk to you next week. I'm Mike on the Mic. I'll be here at 9. See ya.
Later.
Down to Rosie's stop, Fannie Mae. Gonna tell Fannie what I heard a boyfriend say. Don't start me to talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, somebody got to go. Jack gave his wife $2 to go down and get some marking. Get out on the street, old George stopped. He knocked her down and blackened her eye. She came back home and told her husband a lie. Don't start me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up all this signifying. Go. Yeah, some money to go down to the beauty shop. He honked his horn, he began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. Going to beauty shop walking, got to get my hair in a sock. Don't start me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying.
and that is Candy Cane. And we lost Candy Cane a couple weeks ago, unfortunately. I was talking about her actually on the show last time I was on, and talking about her strength and how she's been dealing with illness, but also helping other people with illness. And sadly, she had just passed away as I was saying that. So sorry to the music world to have lost Candy Cane. She was a great, great presence and a great singer and a great person. That was Coming Out Swinging, and that was the title track to that album. Very, very sad to hear of the passing of Candy Cane. She was a guest on our show a year or two back, and she called in and was very gracious with her time. And the world will miss Candy Cane. Very, very sad to hear of her passing. We started the show with another late great. That was Etta James, Don't Start Me to Talkin'. And this is Sue. Welcome to Something About the Women. Kind of a hectic start this morning. A lot of guys in the room, and didn't have a lot of time to set up my stuff. But going to get right into it now. And as I said when Mike and I were talking before the show on the air, Cyndi Lauper has a new album out where she's doing country songs, and you can be the decider about whether it works or not. I guess she grew up with a lot of country music and is paying tribute to some of those old classics that she grew up on, much in the same way that she did with her album At Last, where she took on jazz vocals, and then she did a blues album a couple years ago as well. So paying tribute to a lot of different musical styles. Cyndi Lauper, obviously a multi-talented artist, just touching every part of the music industry from Broadway to to top 40. So we're going to hear something from that now, and hopefully my technology will be working in the manner to which I expect it to work. And we're going to hear the title track to Cyndi's new album. It's called Detour.
Crooked road, lots of things I never know, but because of me not knowing I pine. Trouble got in the trail, spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, place where it said about faith, I thought all my worries were behind. But the further I go, the more sorrow I know. Should have read that detour sign. Strings were made of twine. No willpower to get from the hole I'm in yet. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour. Sign. the dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too, but if you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Oh, the storm in its fury broke today, crushing hopes that I've cherished so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. Again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we'll keep on the sunny side of life. Let us greet with our song of hope each day. Though the moments be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always to keep us everyone in His care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
Wasn't God who made honky
let me down the easy way. Make me feel that you still love me. If it's just for one more day, break it to me gently, so my tears won't fall too fast. If you must go, then go slowly. Let me love you till the last. The love we shared for oh so long is such a big part of me. If you must take your love away, take it gradually. Oh, oh, break it to me gently. Give me time, or give me a little time to ease the pain. Love me just a little longer, 'cause I'll never, never love again. Deals get you someday. It's gonna get you someday.
And that's Cyndi Lauper getting deeper in the funnel of love. And that is from her new album, Detour, where she covers a whole bunch of country hits that she grew up listening to. And maybe, I'm not sure if all of them are old songs. Maybe there's some originals in there. I didn't do a ton of research, but that was Funnel of Love. And before that, we heard Loretta Lynn, and Loretta Lynn is 84 years old and just released an album, and that was Secret Love from that album, which is called Full Circle. So Loretta Lynn still at it and doing amazing things. Good for her. Brenda Lee did Break It to Me Gently, and we heard Kitty Wells doing It Wasn't God That Made Honky Tonk Angels. June Carter Cash gave us Keep on the Sunny Side, and we heard classic Patsy Cline, Back in Baby's Arms, and started the set again with Cyndi Lauper from her new album Detour. We heard the title track. It's 11:30 here on Something About the Women. You are, of course, listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Sue. It is graduation weekend at Tufts University. Congratulations to all those people who are graduating. Congratulations to the parents who are bopping around this campus with so much pride. Good for them. Thank you for supporting your students at this somewhat costly university. I went through this process 31 years ago and graduated from Tufts, and I never left the area ever since my graduation day, which feels like it was yesterday. Anyway, enough about me. We're going to continue in this vein, but we're going to pick up the torch, so to speak, with country singers who have been inspired by these early influences that we just listened to, people like Kitty Wells and Patsy Cline and all the greats. And here is one who certainly was influenced and really did try to pay back to those foremothers who forged a path for her. And here she is, K.D. Lang. Tomorrow.
today and tomorrow. There are 3 days I know I'll be blue. Oh, 3 days I'll always dream of you. And it does no good.
Oh, Brendan.
This song is called Like a Rose. I was only 13 when Daddy died. Mama started drinking and my brother just quit trying. I'm still bouncing back, heaven only knows how I came out. Ran off with what's his name when I turned 18. It got me out of North Dakota, but it did not change a thing. I left it in the yard, all covered up with snow, and I came out like a rose. Sitting in this diner with a coffee in my hand, waiting on a bus to some promised land. Well, I got a one-way ticket as far as it goes, and I came out like a rose. It ain't so damn cold, where I can warm my heart and shake the chill from my bones. It took a while to get here, it's been a long, hard road, and I came out like a rose. Sitting in this diner with a coffee in my hand, waiting on a bus to some promised land. Well, I got a one-way ticket as far as it goes, and I came out like a rose. It took a while to get here, yeah, it's been a long, hard road, and I came out like a rose.
spindles got me a job, lift me up to the middle. The offering it painted a very pretty picture. Work at the mills held the promise of the scripture. But a girl like me was a work to the bone. Your fingers bled and your body moaned. 14 hours a day, and then my paycheck was just half of the men. Looking down with oppression's face, that pile of money they steal and waste. Then they said they'd have to cut our pay, so we broke our.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
And that is an important message. I keep falling for that PSA. I keep hitting play and then forgetting that it's Simon Cowell. He kind of makes me annoyed. Anyway, it's 11:57 and you're listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. And we just got through with a fairly lengthy set of country music, feeling in a country mood today. That last song we heard was Della May doing Boston Town from their self-titled album. And Jennifer Nettles from, you know, that band. God, why am I drawing a blank? Shoot, Sugarland. Thank you. Has a new solo album out, and we heard the title track, Playing With Fire. Angelina Presley did Pain Pills. That is a very devastating song about a really huge problem in this country. Ashley Monroe did Like a Rose, and Miranda Lambert did Old Shit. I hope I don't get in trouble for playing that, but or saying that, but that is from her album Platinum. Sugarland, speaking of Jennifer Nettles, we heard Down in Mississippi and Up to No Good, and Brandi Clark. She has a new album coming out next month. And I believe it's called Big Day in a Small Town, and I believe that's the title track. And we started the set with Katie Lang doing 3 Days. That is from her, one of the best albums, I think, of all time, Absolute Torch and Twang, going back to 1989. So that brings us almost to noontime here on Something About the Women. Thanks so much for coming along for the ride. If you have any requests, give me a call here in the station, 617-627-3800, or you can hit me up on the Something About the Women radio show Facebook page, because I have Facebook open and I'd love to chat. So what do you think of that? Last time I was on the show, my guest in the studio was Quenby, and the West of Wayland Band is the rest of her act, and she has a brand new album out. She played this one live acoustic in the studio, but we're going to hear the album version now from her brand new album called Pretty Little Thing. So this is Quenby, Wined and Dined, here on Something About the Women.
I want to be wild. By your side, in spite of